Warning, the following program contains open expression that some may find offensive. Language is used freely under the direct authority of the Constitution of the United States of America.
This podcast is a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network.
Detroit Podcasters Network.
Coming at you from I-94 and I-75. Representing the ongoing struggle to realize the Renaissance in Detroit, you have found the Olin Ezra Show. Allow me to introduce the big baby P.
I need a drink.
The front woman of the pills, Miss Danny Catastrophe.
What up, bitches?
The engineer, D. Sway. And for me, myself, and the all-seeing eye, Magnanimous. And now, Olin Ezra.
What's up, internet, in the beautiful yet broke city of Detroit, Michigan? You are listening to the 94th installment of the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution. We have one hell of a show today. We got Myth Not Man as the band in studio. The lovely Miss Pantyhose, because if I say her real name, she'll get mad at me, like at what happened at the Rack and Roll Tattoo Contest. How dare you call me whatever your insert real name here. So, well,
is that your code name?
Wow. Panty thank hose? You for that lovely introduction. Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I was trying to be nice. Like, get on stage. No, you said my name wrong. So, Miss, where does a pantyhose Finicky. Come from?
It's not pantyhose. It's just pants.
Pants. Where does the pants come from?
Where did you get pantyhose from?
She said that.
I did say that. I did.
She did say that.
You know how, like, when somebody calls Steve Steven or Stevie or Stevie B or...
Oh, yeah, I hate it all.
Yeah, Steve.
Steve-O!
It just kind of goes
buddy?
That way. It just kind of gets strewn out. There's Susie Pants, Susie Hot Pants,
ooh,
Pants.
I see.
What about Hot Pants Susie?
That's a new one, but right. Yes, I'm sure that would go as well.
That's what we're going to
call
you.
What about Kitten Britches?
I like it. Let's stick with Kitten Britches from now on.
Anyway, make sure to check us out online at theolinezrashow.com, all linkable through MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, and the never-popular comment line at 313-254-4260.
Operators are standing by.
Without any further bullshit, Steve, what's that in your hand?
Beer of the week.
Stone Brewing Company, San Diego, California. I've found this arrogant bastard ale.
So it's named after me, essentially.
Yes.
Well, it's good, though.
Yeah. Susan, what'd you think? I poured you a little bit.
I liked it.
I mean, kitten britches.
It's crisp. Kitten britches.
How's the finish?
It's got kind of a bite to it at the end, I'd say. But
yeah.
It's good. I mean, it's 7.2% alcohol.
You're dealing with about a 7.2
yeah.
ABV with this.
There we go.
I love, like, their little taglines. Anything that fucks with me as I'm looking at it, I'm probably going to buy. On the bottom of this bottle, it says, you're not worthy. It starts off, this is an aggressive beer. You probably won't like it. It's quite doubtful that you have the taste or sophistication to be able to appreciate an ale of this quality and depth.
Hence the bastard line of the beer. It's
wow.
arrogant.
Bastard ale.
Wow. But it's
yeah,
good.
Absolutely.
You can handle it. You're of the connoisseur level where you're able to take
you know,
on
man,
the arrogant bastard
oh, absolutely.
In hand-to-hand combat.
Well, like I told you, my original idea was I wanted this cranberry lambic. I forget what the company was, but I'm looking at it. It looks like a wine bottle. And it's like $12 or something
oh,
for like this. It's beer. It's beer. It was either that or this arrogant bastard ale. By the way, this is considered a 24-ouncer.
It looks about like that, yeah.
And this was $5.
Oh, man.
You're dealing with a $5 24-ouncer.
Oh, that's not your Colt 45 there.
As I was weighing it up against like a Lambic bottle for $12, which is a little taller than this, I'm like, God damn it. It sort of dictated that I go to the Arrogant Bastard Ale. And I'm not disappointed in my choice, by the way. This stuff's pretty damn good. And I'm not going to say that I probably won't swing back by there and grab more before the night is over.
Do you know how, like, true Steve is to beer, and I've just met him recently, but I walked in, he's like, hey, I'm Steve. Look at this beer. He's
Steve,
like, check out this beer.
Steve is a fine connoisseur of all things malt.
That's, yeah, or barley, or yeast,
hops.
Or
hops, yeah.
Hops. They've added more hops this year.
He came in one day with, like, the wheat bread of beer. I don't know.
I think when I first ever was on this show, I showed up with, like, a moonshine jug.
It was like
a beer from the Dragon Media.
There you go. That's all you need right there.
No, it's really good stuff.
Was it in a mason jar?
Oh, it was in like one of those old school.
If it's not in a mason jar, it doesn't count.
No, but I think I did have the Mississippi mud bottle, and that's pretty damn close to a mason jar.
All right, I'll give you 2 points for that then.
But this the cool thing about this too, it's got a fresh looking demon on the front of this bottle holding a mug of beer.
Full of delicious, refreshing,
and he's like,
bastard.
Try my beer, motherfucker.
Taste the demon.
Yes.
If Big Baby P were here, he'd say, I can't fuck with that ale. I just had to add
Big Baby
that.
P's not an ale man.
No, he's not. But. He's more of the peppermint schnapps type of...
Gross!
Trust some of the Smirnoff Ice, dog. Nah.
Do you know what that makes me think of? And it was hilarious. Bartending last night, I had this kid come up in a yellow tank top, which had a wolf on the front of it. It looked like an old 80s basketball jersey. And it
was
said
it
the
Teen Wolf?
Could have been. Oh. But this kid looked like McLovin. He was skinny like that, and the shirt said right across the front of it, the sensuous wolf, and I swear to God, I was suspicious about the guy as soon as he walked up to the bar, and the first thing he says to me is he goes, yeah, can I please have a pineapple upside down cake as a shot? And I didn't know what to say. I
was
just kind of dropped my... Yes, and that's exactly what I said. I go, are you fucking serious right now? Needless to say, wow. I didn't get a tip, but he did get his sweet...
What the fuck is in a
pineapple upside down cake?
You remind me of the bartender. There's like a, what is it, Miller Lite commercial or something. dude goes in there, ordered some watered down drink. She's like, yeah, here you go. And by the way, when you lose your man purse, I'll pour you a real beer.
Yeah,
it's like
attacking
people.
I didn't know what to say to this guy. It was so funny. But I served it to him. And to answer your question, Olin, it's vanilla vodka, pineapple juice, and grenadine.
What a joke.
Now get out of here, McLovin.
Let's go ahead and do a 180 off of that. We have some very serious legislation in the works. Steve doesn't seem to think it's that serious, but I wanted to touch on it.
I mean, it could be, but
real
I doubt
quick,
it.
Potentially, it is Senate Bill 1323 by Senator Bruce Patterson, and he's looking to pretty much bring the sickle and gavel down on everything we're doing here at the Olin Ezra Show and other places. We're not the only ones affected.
Cut it out, Patterson. They're not going to invite you to Bohemian Grove.
Les Zaldor's affected. Too Raw for FM's affected. Detroit Live Magazine's affected.
You're correct in assuming when I say, no, I'm not that damn worried about this. These fucking douchebag, like, wannabe aspiring, malevolent politicians, when they get in there, they make up shit like this to try and get recognized is the issue.
Well, let's hear what it's about, because I don't even know what you're talking about.
All right.
It's going to create something called the Michigan... Basically, you're going to have to apply for a license to become a Michigan registered reporter. Now, it's voluntary, but anybody that publishes anything to... And they used verbiage such as the newspaper, radio, and the internet.
You know what this is?
Following all
By
of
the
these
way,
restrictions.
Bloggers. That it does mean anybody with a random opinion.
Anyone.
Or anybody with freedom of speech.
This is exactly what Steve and I were just talking about outside the studio, about wanting to implement all kinds of licenses and wanting to steal money from every single person in Michigan.
And that's exactly
that's all it is.
That's
they just
exactly
want more
what
money.
It is. There's a $10 fee. Then you have to go in front of a board, a government-appointed board, where they will judge you based on your moral character.
That are getting paid salary, by the way, for
right.
their time.
Now,
moral character is so subjective.
Now, if anyone,
what does that mean?
If any good, upstanding Orthodox Catholic was to judge my moral character, I might have some problems.
You're going straight to hell.
But if we're talking about drug dealers named Dwayne on the corner of 7 Mile and wherever, it's now judge my moral. Who's to judge?
I ask you people, sure, what is morality? Is it Disney? Because they hide penises in their cartoons.
That's,
true story. I have seen them.
There are. Everything from Mickey Mouse to Aladdin to
the Little
Cars.
Mermaid.
But for
the
sure.
Little Mermaid had a big old thing going on in that background.
Big
I don't
time.
Know what was up
there
with
that. There was a big giant dick on the castle.
Blatant dick.
Yeah.
Hey, Dylan, what do you think about the dick content in Little Mermaid?
I was mortified as a child.
Mommy, what is this on the castle? It looks funny.
Oh my God! This is a bill that would technically apply to, sure, bloggers, anybody with an opinion on anything, which, by the way, in the cabinet of the Obama administration is an information czar. Everything's a fucking czar
There's
now.
There's a drug czar.
Should be like a Q right away.
A CZAR.
Yeah, it means they're provided certain powers, not anything appointed. Related to anything American.
Do they have to stand before a board and get judged?
No. No, they're appointed. They just go there and they're like, okay, you're the new drug czar. And then at this point,
extraordinary powers.
All right. Well, our heroin production's doing good. So let's have the war on drugs target cocaine because we need these people addicted to heroin right now because we're mass producing it in Afghanistan.
I invented czar. That was me. Sorry.
Czars used to walk around in Siberia and cut down trees.
It's not anything that applies to being quote American.
I don't know. So, but if there were, I'm sure they'd be cutting them down.
This guy, this information czar, is a man named Cass Sunstein, wrote a book in the late 70s talking about how he sees the future of, quote, conspiracy theories due to what we call free speech. Freedom of speech leads to conspiracy.
Aha!
Leads
those
to
damn crazy conspiracy
what he's
theorists.
Saying is will lead to people so confused they won't know what to believe and act erratic and do dumb shit. So today, this is going to be part of, I'm sure this fucking dude, what's his name that's trying to pass this in Michigan?
Bruce Patterson. And real quick,
Douche Patterson. I know you aspire to be an Illuminatist. I know you want your family to probably work in the business of government for hundreds of years, but it ain't going to happen at this point. Quit making shit up. Come on the show and talk about it. Let's get this asshole
on
the fucking
show. Maybe we should. We should call
that's
his,
a good idea.
I want to know what his dad, I want to know what his grandfather did for a job.
That's right.
That's going to say a lot about what his aspirations.
Well, if you log on to this mustache.
More than likely.
Oh, more than likely. But that's been infiltrated and broken down throughout the years, too. But either way, it's this big fat dude, and he's got one of those mustaches. Get this, it's waxed. He's got a waxed mustache.
That's an evil genius. That's what they do. They stand there going,
he's got the handlebar mustache.
So he's like, I'm gonna restrict Olin's speech and really piss him
twisting
off on
the end of his
Friday when he gets off work. Yeah.
And then steam comes out of his ears and flames come out of his nose.
Look, you
his
fat
hat rises
fuck.
Off his head just a little bit. Yeah, it's a fucked up scenario.
God damn it. And on top of that, this bill is going to, what's it going to do, Steve? It's going to inflate bureaucracy even more. It's going to create new jobs and positions that everyone as taxpayers are going to now have to pay for because this douchebag wants to walk around Lansing with this handlebar mustache telling me what I can and can't say and what events I can and can't get into.
There is no manufacturing.
What a dickhole.
There's no manufacturing anymore. There's no upstart businesses springing in the next 10 years. The biggest business that Michigan and many other states are going to have is to squeeze blood from a fucking stone.
Pretty much.
Rear the stones, by the way. And that's what's going on with, sure, pull cops off of, the crime beat, but put them on traffic runs, you know?
Well, dude,
grab people for
look, personally, when I'm driving, I want to make sure everyone's wearing their seatbelt. If there's little kids getting molested behind churches, whatever, it doesn't matter. Let's put the cops where they're needed, and that's on the roads, making sure people are wearing their seatbelts. It makes the most sense to me.
Looking for alcohol-related incidents.
Olin, what the fuck are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, of course it doesn't make any sense.
The molesting priest thing, I just figured...
None of this makes any fucking sense. What have we done to our goddamn country? It's a mess. Nobody's taking responsibility for anything, and at this point, they want to tax us for anything they fucking can. They want me to stand before a board to become a media register, Michigan registered reporter. I'll tell you what, I'll be fucking registered when they grab me out of this goddamn booth and fucking chain me in front of this stupid judge, jury, and executioner scam they got up. So you hear me, Bruce Patterson? All of our listeners, and that's everyone, I'm setting this up when I get home today. So it's going to be up there. If you want, join the Israeli mailing list. So you can find out what we can do to make sure that speech on the internet remains free. Because
you know that dude's from Canton, right?
Oh, yeah. Look, let me tell you one thing about this Bruce fucking Patterson guy. This fat, greasy fuck. He has done nothing but raise your taxes, vote for everything that has raised taxes, whether it's alcohol, whether it's smoking, whether it's gas. And what has he done? He's increasingly every year inflated his salary, no matter which office he was seeking at the time. It just so happens that now he's a senator.
He's got political aspirations way bigger than he will ever reach. And he probably was in the Glee Club when he was in high school.
So what do you think about these dickholes? Hey, how do you think the smoking ban's affecting bar sales?
Hey, fuck that smoking ban. You know and what? I can't fucking smoke a cigarette. And everybody that knows me knows I'm kind of high-strung as it is. And it doesn't take very much to piss me off.
Really?
And when I can't smoke behind the bar and I gotta deal with 50,000 fucking drunk idiots being stupid and I can't have a nicotine fix to deal with
it. Bars are such a liability, man.
I'm gonna end up in jail. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna end up cracking a pool stick over somebody's head and end up in jail.
I don't smoke, but I don't agree with this, and I don't think people should be told what they can or cannot do when it comes to that level of our particular freedoms, because that's dwindling, and soon kids don't know any better. 4, 5, 6-year-old kids coming up, they're just going to learn to accept all this. You know, they're not going to know how to challenge anything eventually.
Absolutely. And you know what it is? And like I've said from the beginning, and I've worked in the bar, I've ran rack and roll for 4 years, and I understand in a restaurant where you're serving food and you got the non-smoker sitting next to you that don't want to deal with your smoke.
The non-smoking section is like one booth over.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
I understand. Well, but in a bar where you're not serving any food, and people, and smokers especially, and every smoker out there is going to agree with me, when you're drinking a beer, you want to smoke a cigarette. And when you can't do that and you have to have that taken away from you as well, then it's just, it's ridiculous.
I've been so drunk that I've actually snuck a, what do they call it, a drag?
A drag off of a fag?
Yeah.
I think it's a drag off of your fag. Yes. Thank you.
But that's how bad that gets, sure. Yeah. Who doubts, and from, again, from a band standpoint, and I'm sure they're already seeing it, you might have a room packed of people you brought out to hear you, but them people are going to go, you know what, I'm just going to sneak away for one cigarette.
And that one cigarette and turns they miss into half your two set. Or three or four. Yeah. And that what happens, the bands are replacing the set. Someone's yelling, where's Olin? No one knows what's going on. Steve's getting all pissed off at me. And where am I? I'm outside behind the bar, behind a dumpster, smoking a cigarette because I don't know what's going
behind
on.
Why
dumpster?
Are you hiding behind a dumpster?
I don't know.
Because it's not really cigarettes that I'm smoking, but still.
Wah, wah, wah.
All right. Sorry. But yeah, this whole thing's a mess. Make sure to jump onto the OlinEzraShow.com. We have the brand new Ezraeli mailing list that we're going to set up.
I thought we said Ezra Light.
Ezra Light will work. Whatever you want to call it. Look, if you want to call yourself a jackass, go ahead. We'll call it the jackass mailing list. Just get on the website. We're going to send you information about shows, plus things we can do to stop bills like this that are going to fucking torch the free speech, and we're not going to have anything left to do as a society. No creative outlet. They're trying to squash everything.
I wonder how the Constitution will look in 50 years from now.
That's already gone.
Yeah.
It's already been evaporated with the signing of the Patriot Act. It kind of put a Trump on it.
Thanks, George Bush.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Who can you really thank? Who should we thank here, Steve?
The people for not putting a gun to the face of these motherfuckers and telling them, no, thank you. But the reason why we were allowed the right of a well-regulated militia and had the right of the Second Amendment was to watch for tyranny in government. Nice job, American people.
That's right. Pull the goddamn dicks out of your mouths and get to work. It's not going to get any better. You're all going to go fucking broke and be homeless. Then what are you going to do?
Wait a second. Everybody's already broke and homeless.
That's what I'm saying.
More and more.
Yeah.
It's just going to keep getting
bad.
Thing, all right, what do you say we do a 180? We got Myth Not Man here. These guys have been doing their thing for a little bit. They call themselves Motor City Groove Metal, so we're about to find out what that is.
Groove Metal.
Groove Metal. Not
that
DJ Groove, but like groove. Like, let's groove. Anyway, Face the Name, Ray Street Park, Myth Not Man. There's a couple more on that bill. That's going to be July 9th at the Rack and Roll. It's going to be a huge blowout of a show. Panic Trigger's going to be there. There's one more I'm overlooking. They're going to have to forgive me because I forgot to write it down. How dare I? Anyway, that's July 9th at the Rack and Roll. So we're going to get into a Myth Not Man track. This one's called Resurrection.
Confusion in a world unreal and far too deadly. Staring, glaring at a blinded sun, burned in an instant. Distraction, contractions, it closes in until darkness takes you. Empty, hollow, I'm fed to death, but I still taste you. It's all inside your head. Bring it.
Yeah! Resurrection, Myth Not Man.
Hell yeah.
We've got Steve and Mike in the booth.
How you doing? What's going on?
July 9th. You guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get sick of people abbreviating it and going like M&M?
No, actually, we use that ourselves.
Yeah. Oh? Yeah, we actually use that.
We're in the M&M band.
I was going to say, you get a voicemail one day, it's like, hey, yo. You're using my name and I'm not happy.
You know, we don't have to like spell it out. That's the good thing. It's just the letters.
Exactly.
You don't want to get an angry bobblehead. Good time. So other than July 9th, you guys got anything else coming up?
We got another one this coming Friday to Simon's on the 18th.
Just at Simon's?
Yeah. It's who else are we playing with?
We got Fall from Disgrace, Underland.
And, sorry, we love everybody.
You're always in trouble if you start naming shit.
Holodrive, you're right. That's about the end of it. But anyway, so we got that one, and then right after that is our...
Have you ever played Simon's before?
Oh, tons.
Many times.
How do you like it?
We were actually like the almost the house band there about a year ago.
Yeah, probably about 14, 15 times in the last year.
How do you like that place?
It's all right. I mean, you know, the owner's badass. I mean, he's a really cool dude.
Yeah, Kevin's really cool.
I'm big, good friends with him and stuff like that. He's helped us out a lot. And,
smaller venue, good crowd. You don't need to have 600 people to feel like you're having a good time.
Right.
So
real intimate. However,
they will still go out and smoke on you.
No.
30 people looks good.
What is up with that?
30 people looks good. 25 of them are out catching a smoke.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's great rocking like 5 people at a time. thank you, Michigan Law.
It's great for confidence. It's so good that the people wanted that law, too.
I know. The people totally wanted it.
Hey, wait, I voted on that. Did you guys?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
In fact, I voted on getting bent over and having a collapsible folding chair shoved up my ass. That's what I voted on personally.
I wasn't even expecting lube for this one.
No.
That was the best part. So.
Olin, are you trying to say you like to be bent over and have things put in your ass?
Yes, without lube, by the way.
I don't know why.
Deep, no loop.
What is that under your laptop, by the way? Something has been.
I was saving this for later. Relax. I'm just saving it for later.
For fuck's sake.
Who put naked men under my goddamn?
There's three shirtless men on an ad underneath his laptop.
Those guys, since these dickholes want to play games, we're going to play games.
Oh no.
Wait a minute.
Let's just say maybe that is not.
Hardline, hot loop. Gay chat.
Oh, okay. So it is a gay chat.
Wait. We'll never sell it with a chick saying it.
That guy doesn't have armpit hair.
No, it's a Bell Tire. He's
It could have just been three good buddies hanging out in an ad.
This guy has no pants. He has no pants.
Then that's not
gay chat.
I love how he's got a cross hanging off of his bracelet right next to his head.
Like, I'm done.
Must have been an altar boy.
Check out me. I'm naked and I'm gay, but I'm Catholic.
I'm pretty sure that Steve's the one that ripped that out.
That's where it all started.
I'll give it right back to the source there. Try us free if you guys get bored. You know, there's something to do.
I'm going to call and be like, hey, the three guys in the ad, do they play football? Because I'm trying to get a touch football league going.
We're looking for some new studs for the hockey team.
Maybe beach volleyball.
Right. Maverick and Goose style.
They're just hanging out, having a good time.
Yeah.
They're ready to go to the bar.
They're hanging out for sure.
Yep.
No shirt.
Well, one of them's hanging out.
No shirt.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They just seem friendly. They're not touching each other inappropriately.
That's what I said.
Done with that.
Thank you very much.
Maybe it's three homies just hanging out with their songs.
Close enough.
Do you guys have a new album coming out?
Actually, we're working on it right now. We're still doing studio work for it. However, the starving artist thing is really kicking in.
What studio are you working in?
Well, we've actually had a couple. They didn't have specific names, but one was through our friend band, Fall from Disgrace. They actually have a Pro Tools set up down in their basement. Nice studio, kind of rigged up a little like this. And we did a quick, five-song shot out of that. You know, it was great. We did it for a keg of beer. It was awesome.
Nice.
And the last song that we did recently was Godless, and it was done through, I want to say, Florence Studios. Our good friend of ours, Tim Sylvester actually helped us out with this last track and, just came out clean as hell. So, I mean, I don't know. We're kind of up in the air between where we're going to, wrap everything up. But, you know, we've got about 5 songs on our demo right now. We've got about another, 5 or 6 that we're going to be putting on there as soon as we can either scrape up the cash or keg a beer.
So get a full.
Which, seriously, we try to do all the time. Everything we probably consume that much. We probably consume that much in a couple of practices. So, I mean, I suppose it would just be a matter of getting
keg
it all wrapped up.
Keg a beer compared to $70, $80 an hour.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bonus.
Well, that's
great. We drink the beer while we're at it. So,
absolutely.
I mean,
what more can you ask?
So you guys get like half the keg of two.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
It's a perfect trade-off.
It's a win-win.
Absolutely. I'm not complaining.
So you guys are going to be rocking a full length then?
Yeah, very, very soon here. We're targeting by August, September-ish. We're going to see how that all works out. But so far, that's kind of what we got going on.
So here's the horrible question, which I hate to ever be asked and or ask. But Olin gave me a description of what you guys said that you do. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's accurate, so... What would you say is a better description of what you're shooting for sound-wise?
It's...
Or with the material?
Again, you said, it's a tough question.
And I hate it.
Yeah.
Me too. Most bands do.
The closest thing that we can really kind of...
Otherwise, you're like, oh, pop punk. Yeah. Right. I'm going to punch you right in your fucking throat.
Yeah, no shit.
I mean,
my roots go back to Green Day, so stop.
Only that far? Come on, bro.
That's not pop punk.
That's what I'm
saying. Back in the day, it was not pop punk. Now it's pop punk.
Now it's just...
The Dickies.
I like when 12-year-olds rock Dookie shirts. That's my favorite. That's, or the 15-year-old kids now that are running around in Nirvana shirts.
That's
when Kurt Cobain died before they were even born.
Or the Iron Maiden shirts. You know, you'll see a lot of them with the Iron Maiden shirts now.
It's my favorite. And I ask them, I'm like, tell me 3 members of that band. And they look at me like they're retarded.
Nice.
What?
Yeah.
Kurt Cobain. And?
Jimi Hendrix.
Kurt Cobain. And?
Pat Smear.
No! He was a touring musician. Studio. No! He was never in the band.
Yeah, I love it. I love these little scene circuits.
Actually, I think that's kind of cool is that, that even the newer generation is starting to listen to the stuff where the roots of what we're doing right now actually came from.
Right.
They didn't
on.
Know any better, but maybe their parents brought them up on it or something. I personally think that's like...
Doubt it!
If I had kids right now, I swear to God, that would be it.
You gotta look out for, the hipster factor, too. I fucking... Right. Hot Topic will sell Nirvana shirts.
Right.
I guess there's both sides of the spectrum. It's really cool. If they actually know the music.
You know what? And if they're wearing shit like that, good point. You're subject to a pop quiz.
That's why
Thank
I
you very
say,
much.
Like, pop tell quiz, me 3 members shot. Of the band.
Who's
Kurt
the bass
Cobain,
player?
Kurt Cobain, and what's that one guy's name? Oh, Kurt Cobain.
Hey, 13-year-old, what are you doing with a screeching weasel shirt on? Do you even know what that is?
But, no, we're a good cross. We're a sound mixed with Godsmack, Alice in Chains, Little Pantera. Along those type of lines, just kind of blending things together a little bit.
I've been hoping there'd be a little more Pantera sound in the landscape.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's totally missing.
Absolutely. Exactly. Since they fell off,
RIP,
Dime.
Nothing close.
I'll say right now, somebody needed to carry that torch. You know, it was something well underway. And
what a crazy
fucking
story. I think
we got that. Oh, man. Sick and crazy.
Yeah.
But I think we've got a really good element of that influence that can build from exactly where that was left off. And I think that's kind of cool because though I would describe our sound, most bands would say this, but I describe our sound as a little unique in that regard. We don't sound just like anybody. Every band wants to be their own thing, but for the sake of recognition, yeah, that's where our influences come from. Definitely. And I would say that, well, let's see where we can go from where it left off. And so metal. Yeah. Maybe not to the point where it's Cookie Monster, you can actually understand what vocals are going on. The drums are done very strong, groove oriented, all that. It's our guitar, riff driven.
Yeah, I'm just a power drummer, so I'm not trying to be anybody else. You know, I've got a lot of great influences, but when it comes to playing the drums, I just want to make it heavy, make it loud, and keep that rhythm going, so people can bounce to it.
Do you have the Lars Ulrich rack mount kit?
Pretty much. Not quite as extreme, but I haven't hit the lotto yet.
You're about, right? You're about 30 pieces shy of that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But he still makes it sound that big. That's what's so good.
Just don't turn into the douchebag that is Lars Ulrich.
No, I used to respect him.
Used to.
Everybody used to respect him.
Yeah. And then, you know, he just took
Then he called that ad we were talking about, and everything
the friendly male ad.
Yeah. In fact, I think that might have been him in that ad, to be honest with you.
It's like, this is Lars. I'm looking for a side project.
A side door project.
Steve, you're on fire today, buddy. I don't
know. That's Lars. That's how he talks.
It's that bastard ale.
It is, man.
It's making me arrogant. It's arrogant bastard ale.
We came back in and he says, I would offer you some more of this beer, but it's almost gone.
But it's mine. I would offer you some, but it's mine.
Must protect the beer.
I don't know what's better, what we're dealing with here, what Steve showed up with in his hidden bag of festive 40 ounces. What was it?
Oh, baby, this is the one thing that's driven Myth Not Man here.
So really, your sound can be described as a Camel 40 ounce?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Actually, you know, which is the one thing. This is the part that I find kind of funny. I found a long time ago, like, bang for the buck, dude. Here we go. Yeah. Camel.
Jesus.
You know, a 40 ounce of the nastiest shit you could think
Steel
come across.
Reserve.
No, that has nothing to Camel.
Steve and Mike.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
We're going to do the Chinese fire drill.
Let's
here.
Let's go back
so.
To this fun stuff.
Sweet.
No, thank you guys for coming out, talking some shit, making
Absolutely,
some time.
Man.
So we're going to get JT, the bass player, and Joey, the guitarist.
Wow.
Yes.
On in. So Myth Not Man.
Cool. All right. Thanks, guys.
We're Steve and Mike.
We'd be happy to get a Camo endorsement, just so everybody knows.
Throw that out there.
Yeah, he just did.
Save us some money.
All right, Joey, JT.
What's up, dude? How you
what
doing?
What up, man?
What up? Olin, thanks for having us out here, man.
Oh,
appreciate
man, anytime. Having a good time. Having a good time. So you guys are the guitarist and bass players.
That's right.
For Eminem. Eminem.
No, Myth Not Man.
So we're not missing anyone, right? You guys are four-piece.
Yes, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
The other half of Eminem in the building.
We were a five-piece, but we dropped the horn section.
Can I play the kazoo?
Absolutely.
I just want to play a kazoo.
Missing from the landscape once
You're
again.
Hired.
Thank you.
It's like they all sound like Bell Tire. Wait, do that again.
Right.
Bell Tire.
Whoa.
Yes. Bell Tire.
Welcome to Pillow Talk.
With
wow.
A little bit of Arthur P. in between your toes. Arthur P. Didn't they fuck that guy out of a job?
Yes, they did.
That is not where I thought you were going with that at all. At all. I'm like, what's he going to say now?
Nah, dude, in my opinion, that's the best thing the Riff did. Look, man, retire.
He was sticking around to like eventually turn into just like a rambling sack of barely getting up, baby.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's like, thanks for letting me come dust. Radio,
you actually did that really well.
I forgot my jury. baby. Yeah.
All right.
Nice. So as a bass player, what made you pick up a bass initially?
You want the honest truth.
Nothing
actually,
but.
I really do.
All right. After spending about 5 years of trying to find a good and reliable bass player, I said, you know what? I'm going to put the guitar down. And I picked up a bass.
Ah, right.
You could always find one that was like really good, but had an ego like way up here, it would never show up. Or you could find one that totally sucked and you couldn't get him to go home. But you couldn't find a good, reliable bass player.
So what you're saying is you're like the perfect combination of the two.
You knew what you wanted. So boom.
Knew what I wanted perfect by no means.
Right.
No.
Yeah, there's always such like the drummer drama too is like historic, you know. It's either you got a good drummer with the same issues, or you got a shitty drummer that shows up with thousands of dollars worth of equipment and don't know how to use it.
That I have seen that actually. I have seen that before.
Singers too.
Yeah.
Look at the Spinal Tap drummer.
Right. He just keeps
which one
getting killed, man.
Which one?
He died in a bizarre gardening accident. You know?
Weird.
You like, killed Kenny.
This guy choked on his own vomit, you know, but you can't really.
Spontaneously combusted. It happens.
Right. It wasn't his vomit, but
every
you can't
once
really
in a
dust
while
for
it
vomit.
Does.
Yeah.
Or they take a head dive into an empty pool.
Jesus.
Sorry, Keith.
Yeah. Or they weirdly, like, stepped in front of a bullet, you know.
Or a bus.
Yeah, that'll happen.
You know, I'm sure Dimebag was not ready to go by any means, but had you been told you're going to die rocking a set on stage, I think he might have been all about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
or someone would tell me I was just about to like bust a flow or something, and bam, I was gonna take a bullet in the throat and drop dead. I'd be like, yeah.
Not so much.
Run
no.
it.
So nice. Was there anything that those guys left out?
We didn't actually listen to
them. We didn't actually listen to a lot of them. We heard some awesome. Of the stuff.
I love that.
We were like
I
in
did
the
hear
other
that yeah, we are working on a new album.
We were in the like green that. Room. With green, and we really didn't realize they were talking still.
The room wasn't green before we got in there, by the way.
Suddenly a dank green room.
That, right. Something. That often dank. Happens around here, so.
I don't like sure. that word, dank.
Yeah. Dank?
It's
dank.
A gross
Some
word.
Of that dank shit.
It reminds dank. Me of something dark swamp.
It reminds me of dump, and I hate that word.
I'm gonna go take a dank.
Yeah.
Huh. Smoke some dank.
I'm taking the Browns to the Super Bowl.
No. Dropping the Cosby kids off at the pool. No, come on.
No, that's not good. Now that's a jello. It'll make you smile.
The pudding
bucks.
Pudding pop. I'm excruciating pudding falling up my ass.
All right, that's the last.
No, it's last not. Cosby it's movie. Not.
Oh, wait, we got Ozzy in the booth.
Ozzy, we heard you guys are working on.
Exactly.
Ozzy, we heard you guys are working on new material and that they were trying to bring bats in for you to munch on. Once again, is that true?
Yes.
No way. I can't believe that.
That's a very matter-of-fact yes, Ozzy. Are you 100% sure?
You know, it's good.
That's you just
the
said
other white
was a very revolutionary and staggering comment, Ozzy.
Epic. By the way, Myth Not Man, Eminem, yes. Thank you guys so much, the other
not
half.
A problem.
Thank you for having us.
JT and Joey. We got one more thing. What is it, Steve? What is the pressing issue at hand?
This is the worst fucking thing ever to keep harping on. I feel like I wrote down, like, some key points of shit that I'm going to say about this, and this is just about it. I don't think we need to, like, keep reiterating on it. This is going to go on for probably another couple years, but BP and the oil operation going on. It's funny that someone described this as what's called a black op because it's quite a fucking disaster. I'm going to straight up call it this, first of all. False flag operation.
Yes.
If you're not familiar with like false flag agreement. Means, look into what that definition is. But
full agreement with that statement so, right there. There's
kinda,
no way. This is contrived.
Kind of look through a couple, and here's why. And here's why. And here's why I'm going to make like a couple bullet points on this. And then there's no use to ever fucking mention this again because it is exactly what it appears to be. But first of all, let me touch on like today's Yahoo trends. That means like the top searches out of like 1 to 10. Number one. Was Khloe Kardashian. Number nine.
They're
was
right. That's exactly
number nine was a BP oil spill. So the overwhelming majority of anybody using Yahoo
still cares about her big dumper. That's awesome.
Yes.
What about the big dumper that's in the ocean?
What about what's being dumped?
They're poisoning us. They're poisoning us all, and you're sitting there and you're like, oh my God. What did you call it earlier? A poop? Chopper or whatever?
Turd
what
cutter.
Turd cutter. Turd cutter.
Did you guys
chopper?
Yes! Did you guys?
That is the newest and best poop chopper.
Did you guys see that picture on the internet? It was taken at a BP gas station. You could see like the BP pump right there and then like a wall. It's got a sign on there and it says, you know, telling the customers to be careful because customers are required to clean up their own spills.
Oh.
It's right there at the BP gas station.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not. Serious?
Wow.
I swear to God.
Yeah, they got that. I've seen that. It's right by the
point. Do we need to get our scuba gear? Like,
the point of what's considered false flag operation is something that either you let happen, a body of government lets happen, or aids in orchestrating to then use its outcome for a particular agenda.
So like 9/11.
That's right. That's
Hurricane
a false
Katrina.
Flag.
Bingo.
That's right. That's a false flag.
Now, with, sure, 9/11.
Now, keep in mind, we're going to have to move FEMA into the Gulf as quickly as possible to help these people out. They need help, and they need trailers and everything
months
else.
Later.
Yeah.
Now, was Monica Lewinsky a false flag when the cigar went inside of her?
That was a very real operation.
She false flagged all over the floor.
I believe we can come together.
Man, well, so here is already now, after this spill,
which they are allowing. Again, yeah, like we said last week, they're answering to their stockholders right now. They don't give a fuck about the South, the coastline, the people, the shrimp and fishing industries.
The animals, are the fish, the water.
Frozen and fucking
what about
muck.
The people? What about the human cost? What about that?
So let's, like, the aftermath of why this fucking thing is gushing like this. Washington Post, 3 days ago, Obama says... We will
Obama.
Need, yeah, he says, due to what's considered now like coal, the coal industry, the oil industry, we will need global, national and global carbon and gas taxes That's to right. not only help clean this up, but to move forwards into clean energy.
Hi, I'm a representative from BP, and we really... Royally screwed up. Can you please give us your money to help us fix our problem?
Hi, this is a repeating pattern through history and our generation. And good luck getting your Social Security in 40 years from now, guys.
Well, yeah.
Representative Boehner, Senator Boehner, here's a dude right out there in a growing majority of Congress now, is currently designing bills that will draw more from taxpayers to help pay for this cleanup because they're saying, well, we're all responsible for this. We are all responsible, so we should aid in the cleanup. Okay.
How are we?
You know what I think?
I've
I think Haiti should give us some money to help us.
Dude, as if they offered us any alternative source of anything
for sure.
other than what we currently use as an operating system. Yes. Oh, wait, they did. It was an electric car that was, guess what, killed.
Yeah, well, so was hydrogen.
In the early 90s.
And maybe I'm just stupid and naive, but please somebody explain to me why, with the technology these days, is that thing still gushing oil to fucking begin with?
Because.
Right.
So that they can contaminate a certain percentage
of the
water.
Do you know that this BP Population oil control. Spill is the biggest
yes.
oil spill
do you know,
in history?
Do you know that the Gulf Coast is going to turn into a barren slate gray wasteland, only
yes,
they're keeping
so
that
why?
Out of the news?
Why so, are
because
we
they
just,
want us to die. On, they don't so speaking, want us here. They want us dead. They want us gone.
So speaking directly coming
Amen,
off
Amen, brother.
So coming off directly of what you said there and hammering home the last couple of these points is, by the way, American government has turned down aid from 13 countries now. And they're telling Louisiana to stand down from cleanup, let the professionals handle it. The longer it gushes, the more control, especially what's considered like globalist, will exert towards multinational clean energy grids.
Puppet masters
global
with
clean
their
energy.
Waxy
I'm so
mustaches.
Going home and hanging up an American flag. First
so
thing I'm
so
doing.
By the way, let's talk. Let's like
burning
when,
an American
when they
flag.
Say
hanging
when they say clean energy. When they say clean energy, what they're talking about is smart grids, smart meters. GE already has
right.
their clean energy smart grids ready to roll. Who's that fucking douchebag? Al Gore is one of a huge stockholder of clean energy like technology. Yeah, but you
Freedom
know,
of Information Act. This is all out there. Take a look at, or just Google Al Gore's population map, where he has concentrated chunks of population to quote save the planet, so we're not wrecking the trees and the environment. Let's just stack us all on top of each other in urban locations. It basically it's like you know Soviet Russia, except you know.
So by the way,
20
what's
times worse.
What's considered smart grid technology? Is that every house in America ultimately, globally, will be on a particular grid where the meters, they can dictate how many houses, maybe you like your air conditioning at a certain level in the summer. There's going to be no more of that. Maybe you like heat in the winter. There's not going to be a whole lot of that. Because they will be able to determine how much energy is used individually by every house.
You're using too much energy.
And once GE starts selling like these, their refrigerators, their fucking washers and dryers, their dishwashers, that
now
with the particular, yeah, with smart grid technology, you know what that means? Over any landline of electricity, they can send what's called data over transmission. Any power lines anywhere, they can send a code and say like, all right, this fridge is running too hot. Turn that fucking down.
Damn.
That talk about control,
and
right?
we can't
right.
cap a fucking oil spill.
We the people, oh,
beautiful.
Sorry.
We don't want
was
to
I
cap
reading
the
something?
Oil spill. That's the thing. It would have been capped by now. We could have done something. We could have, at worst case scenario, shot a nuke at it.
So,
worst case.
So here's two more. No. So here's two more things.
Blow it up. Get her done.
As to why this is more and more looking like a false flag operation, something that was meant to happen. There are Dutch ships. Within 50 miles of that area right now, that their American government is saying, no, thank you. Please do not enter our water. Stay there. And by the way, they're skimmer ships meant to clean up top water and up to, I think, so many yards underneath. They're there in route And they said, no, hold on, stay the fuck there. So they told these Dutch ships, stay there, skimmer ships. The rig workers on that fucking dock, when that blew up, and the engineers both, the engineers were using, and they have these in emails, typing curse words to the higher-ups at BP saying, you guys are fucking setting us up for disaster. They've taken away, they removed this regulation. It was very deregulated. They wondered why the operation they had in place to stop it from blowing up wasn't working 2 days before. And there's more now, rig workers that went home the weekend before told their wives, look, in case something happens. And one dude, they had this interview with his wife that went as far as going over his will and detailing things and showing her to do things around the house. Next weekend, boom, done and dead. Why did they fucking know that? Why would they be talking like that? Why are engineers sending curse-worded emails to, like, look, this is fucked. You're fucking setting us up for disaster. By the way, what I'm saying is totally out there should you ever choose to look for it. Go, this is fucked up too, what I told Olin the other day. BP is buying up key phrases and search words from Google. So should you say, type in BP oil spill, oil disaster, it takes you to links of websites that are pushing.
Welcome to BP's public relations market. As a BP public customer, PR we've been happy to serve you for over 40 years as British Petroleum.
And by the way, the cleanup is going great. We're drawing more oil. They're still collecting barrels. They're still making money.
Oh, and by the way, Dutch guys, stay the fuck back. That's right.
Because no one likes the Dutch. Fuck the Dutch. The goddamn Dutch with their shoes.
Keep your fucking wooden shoes back there,
right?
Right? Yeah. Don't clean up our oil.
Go there with your boats and your shoes.
And last but not least point of this, like, false flag op. Tony Hayward, CEO of BP, the two higher-ups, one of them was a chairman of Goldman Sachs, started short-selling BP and Transocean Atlantic stocks. So Transocean was a company that built that rig for BP. 2 days before this explosion, you have Tony Hayward short-selling his BP stocks. The higher-ups of Goldman Sachs, the chairman of Goldman Sachs, held and dumped BP stock and Transocean Atlantic, what they call a short sale or like a fire sale. Look, we're going to try to move into other realms of our stock or portfolio. Let's get rid of these. Everyone was getting rid of Transocean Atlantic and BP stocks 2 days before that fucking thing blew up. So
how ironic.
So ironic.
That's such a coincidence.
What a co-op.
Kind of sounds like 9/11 when the dude like brought his like insurance on the buildings up.
Larry
like
Silverstein.
$10 million.
That would like be one Mr. Gone. Larry Silverstein. And by the way, said, pull Building 7. Pull it.
Yeah, pull
you know,
it.
Do you know how long it takes to implode a building? Right. Weeks, a month yeah. of setting
funny
up
that
charges.
That was the last,
at
one of
least,
the last buildings
at the very
collapse,
least, with actually. Like 10 crews, 24 hours.
Dude, yeah. There's no way you just decide, yeah, that thing's taking some damage. Pull it.
Pull it, boom.
Right into its footprint.
Perfectly. Well, we don't even, it's all evidence.
Which is fucked up because, believe it or not, man, is it odd? Like, there's still people out there that don't know a third building fell that day.
Yeah. It's surprising.
And it's
how
like
many
a building like five
seven.
Blocks away. It's like down the street. Like,
what, you're talking about the other
like,
ones?
Like, oh, thank God, the
fire.
Damage is done. The chaos is over. Let's get back to, oh my God, why is that building falling down?
Six blocks away. What the
I'll
hell?
I'll tell you why.
Yeah, but the funny part was I was watching like on the internet, watching this like British news story, you know, like you know on the news, and they're talking about, oh my God, yes, Tower One has just fell, blah blah blah, and they got the picture behind them.
And
like,
the
Tower
and
One
it's
is
still
just
sitting
fell,
there.
Yeah. And then like 30
That's
seconds
true.
Later, the building falls.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, there was so much shit behind that whole thing, though. It's just, remember the airplane that crashed. In what,
supposedly,
Pennsylvania?
Supposedly crashed.
There was never
at the
any
pictures?
Airplane or people
yeah,
or anything.
Yeah, if you
looked
at the pictures, it looks like they shot a rocket into a hill and
they
like,
did.
Oh my God, the plane,
oh God,
crashed,
the plane
crashed!
Yeah, but Rumsfeld, though, he like made the mistake. If you like, go look 9/11
oh,
Rumsfeld.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like, says, yeah, and we had to shoot down this airplane over.
And then corrects himself.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they try to say a plane went into the Pentagon, but like, there's no
way. There's
wings,
no way
there's no
it would have been.
Nothing so, there.
I've seen video of when the Pentagon was hit, and there was no plane anywhere.
Exactly.
There's nothing
just the sheer,
there.
The sheer
there's
physics
that, those
of
five,
that.
There's those five frames where you just see.
Yeah, my thing is, they're trying to be like, oh, no, it really was. Okay, you gave us like 85 different angles of the towers, but yet you can't give us more than five frames
did
of the
that,
Pentagon.
No,
they confiscated the video from every surrounding business.
I know.
Business
there was
the
like two or three like that was really pointed right on it. We
so
didn't see none of that.
There's way more questions than there's anything really.
Well, here's then. The thing, and I wanted to touch on this before we wrapped up the show, is that every single listener, I don't ask our listeners to do a lot except go to a live show every now and again and to listen to the show. Maybe to call the comment line because I get cranky about that. This week it was my fault. But now it's time to stop playing the game. You can live a normal life and not play this game. You don't need a credit card. You've got land at your house that you can farm. There's plenty that you can do to separate yourself from the grid. How can they run a grid if you're not participating?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to participate.
Urban farming.
Urban farming. So, do yourselves a favor, sign up for the Israeli newsletter. We're going to get this cracking. Steve is going to be the quote producer, which just means he's going to okay the emails. And we're going to help you guys.
Sweet.
And tell.
So I don't have to actually do anything?
No. You're just the appointee. We're just, it's like you're the mailing list czar. How about that?
Czar. I invented czar.
I just invented a mailing list czar.
That would mean I have extraordinary powers.
But we're going to sell it with updates of the show, and we're going to tell you everything, you know, that you can do personally to help, because what's a better way to fix this than any of it without any violence is to bankrupt these motherfuckers. Then who's going to resort to violence? It's not going to be us.
Plus, by the way,
them.
Where else are you going to happen to hear bands that you will be talking about years from now? You know what I mean?
Go to Braze. Eat a burger at Braze. Don't go to McDonald's. It's as simple as that.
Fuck yeah.
It's as simple as that. So that's all I got. Myth Not Man, thank you guys for being a part of the show today.
Myth Not Man.
Hey, thanks for having us.
It's an awesome title, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Eminem.
Come see us at Rack and Roll July 9th.
July 9th.
Come see me at Rack and Roll July 9th.
Yeah, ironically, you will be, won't you?
Everyone in this booth will be there. So
and you can also
times.
Check us out at ReverbNation.com. Go under the local scene. You can see us, Myth Not Man, under the metal charts. We're number 2 currently.
You guys still do the MySpace thing or no?
Yeah, we still got the MySpace.
What's MySpace?
It was a
I don't
space
know. He still fucks with it. And
yeah, now we keep it updated. I mean, even though it seems to be dead technology, we still.
We got a music player up there, and you can.
For
you know,
sure.
Yeah. People
sure
can still go check out music.
But
there.
Reverb Nation, there's other great bands on there as well, you know. But that's the best place to check us out. You can see our upcoming shows and see if we're coming to a venue near you and.
Cool.
Whatever and whatnot.
But. Well, I know I'm super excited to have you guys back. Should be a good time.
It's
going to be great.
Playing rock and roll. You guys have
we'll
always
get crazy,
been great
man
to us. Hell yeah.
We're going to get crazy.
Come see Tiny. We got to give Tiny a shout
Tiny
out.
Shout out to Tiny. Tiny. Tim.
My brother.
Shout out to
it's
Tiny.
Dude, yeah.
Tiny is going through the emotional roller coaster of a lifetime right
he
now.
He is.
So,
you know what, though? And he's sure pulling through it so good.
He is.
And just everybody tell Tiny to shit a dick when you see him, because that's his favorite line in the world.
Well, you
just
know, what I've noticed is most of Tiny's friends and even us, you know, we're all like family, you know. Tiny's our brother, you know. Always
yep
will be.
Good guy.
Looking out for you, buddy. Tiny Tim Cook, who is not Tiny, and I don't know if he can cook, but he's a good dude. So
he can cook.
Can he?
Yes, he can.
Good. So his last name is Earned.
Yes.
Very good. All right. So anyway, for myself, it's still hot as balls in here.
Indeed.
Yes.
For sure.
El Magnano.
Word.
This broadcast has been brought to you by the Church of Olin Ezra.
Church of
Welcome parishioners.
The lovely Miss Susan Blossom.
Thank you for having me, boys.
Anytime. And Joey and JT and the other half of Myth Not Man chilling with Dylan. We're going to take you out to Godless, only on the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.